Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
This is Let's Talk About It, your voice for radio wellness here in the Imperial Valley. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and we've been doing weekly wellness radio for Imperial Valley for over 14 years. Welcome aboard today. Before we jump into the show, let me tell you briefly about your role. You're going to hear the show today, and you're going to think about maybe somebody else who needs to hear the show. We've got a way to do this. You go to the podcast at kxoradio.com and click on Let's Talk About It. Find the podcast link and then share that link with the people who need to hear about it. That way, the entire community gets touched by whatever message we have here for you today. And that's what makes our community better. So that's your job today. Podcast gets downloaded 1,500 times per month. Almost all the IP addresses of the downloads are from this area. So you all are listening, you all are sharing, you all are caring. That's really what makes this show special. It's not me, the guests are experts, it's not them, it's you, the listener. So thank you for coming aboard today, and let's get started. I'm joined today by Program Supervisor Jessica Pineda and Jessica Martinez-Smith, who is an Associate Clinical Social Worker. Okay, what is that?
So I'm a psychiatric social worker with Imperial County Behavioral Health Services.
Yeah. So what kind of professional degree is that?
A master's in social work.
Okay. And so you're in the process of becoming licensed?
A licensed clinical social worker.
How many hours does that take?
3,000 hours.
How many you got?
I have
2,489.3.
Actually, I'm 900 hours away.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Are you studying for the test yet or no?
Not yet.
Getting excited though?
I am, so I'll probably start studying it by December.
People don't realize, like, from the time you graduated, how many years have gone by already?
2.5.
Yeah, so it's probably at least another 6 months or so?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so when you graduate for these degrees to become a clinician, you've got like a 3-year path between that and licensure.
Yes.
A lot of dedication. Any surprises along the way?
No.
Going as planned?
It is going as planned. I think it's just, you know, the most challenging part would be preparing for the California state exam.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Well, congratulations on that. And are you local?
Yes, I am from, I'm originally from Calexico, but I reside in El Centro.
Nice. Hats off to all the local professional people who stay in our community, who don't contribute to brain drain. Oh, she's got like tickets to like somewhere important, I can tell. but seriously, the people who stay in this community, commit to the community, and stay here and help the community are very special people. And because of that professional degree, you do have opportunities throughout the state, throughout the country, with a licensed clinical social worker. And so people who commit to this area are very worthy of our gratitude, because without you, you wouldn't have this help.
Thank you.
Right? Mm-hmm. Hey, Jessica, how are you today?
Hi, Scott. So I'm good today. How about yourself?
I'm great. Hey, so you guys are working on an innovative program. I don't know if it's still in that legal terminology of innovative, but it's something that a lot of places don't do. So let's start and talk about it.
Right. So first things first, this program is not innovative anymore. It's a standalone program. It's been quite successful and has demonstrated throughout the community that it's a program that can sustain on its own. And because of its successful stories and its successful rate, the schools have been, you know, very supportive of this program. This program serves, the program itself, it's called First Step Next. And what we use is a model. It's a nonverbal model. And it's implemented with transitional kinder, our TK classes, and our kinder classes. So the ages 4 to 6 years of age. So, you know, it's been really interesting implementing with the little ones, and it's been really successful.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 radio, and Sunday evenings at 7 p.m. on FM 107.5. presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services, and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.